And you're listening to Saturday Morning Live, and this is Mally, aka Docu Vixen, and we're back live, which is exciting. And we have a guest today on this half hour. Her name is Allison, aka the Networking Diva. And Allison, maybe talk to listeners a little bit about the organization that you have and the fundraiser that you have tomorrow.
Okay. Hi, Linda. Thank you for having me on the show. I just want to say good morning to everybody listening. The name of the organization is Hope Crossing Borders. The Haitian arm is 10,000 Toys for Haiti. I've been going to Haiti for the past 3 years, gifting children in various orphanages. So about 2,000 children have been gifted in the last 3 years through donations by people in Toronto. This year, we're doing a fundraiser called Destination Haiti. And at this event, we're asking people to bring out donations of clothing, toys, and school supplies, so we'll be able to further gift more children this coming December. The event is being held tomorrow, the 25th of August, and Sunday from 12 noon to 8 p.m. And we have officiating at our opening ceremony the Consul General of Haiti, Dr. Eric Pierre, as well. Yeah. There'll be entertainment and vendors, food, and so on at this event. And you have that opportunity to bring in your donations and support Haiti.
Cool. And did you have any, you have like other guests there too? Maybe talk a little bit, who's going to be, are there going to be performances?
Yeah, so we're going to have performances by a few Haitian artists, Jaffa being one of them, T Blast, another young Haitian performer, is Sean McNulty. He's going to be performing as well. We have a dance troupe, the Antilles dance troupe is going to be there, and we also have a fashion show at 6 p.m. I am creating Hope Fashion Show, which is an initiative we're launching tomorrow to build a transitional home in Haiti.
Okay, cool. So maybe talk about a little bit of your sort of your experience going to Haiti, and when that, you know, that began.
Okay, so I started going to Haiti back in 2010 after the earthquake. I think Haiti used to divide it in before the earthquake and after the earthquake. So I started my journey to Haiti and working there in 2010, and since then I've been going back every year to gift children. I started with one orphanage, and now we're up to eight, and I'm usually contacted via other orphanages to benefit and add other orphanages to the roster. So the numbers keep growing. So we started with 400. Right now we're about 2,000 plus. That needs gifting in the form of toys and clothing and school supplies. We will continue going as it is. Our next plan is to build in Haiti, and that's why we're starting the initiative I Am Creating Hope. And that is a home for youth when they leave the orphanage, and when they leave the comfort of the orphanage, the only home they've possibly known, instead of going on the streets, we hope to be able to house and school some of them for a period of time, and then once they're back on the street, they would be sustaining. They'll have a job, or they'll start a business or something to, you know, keep themselves occupied and sustain themselves, their family as well.
That's amazing. So when is the plan for you to go again? Maybe tell
us. So I go back to Haiti at the end of September, and then I go back in December.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's growing. The work is growing, and you know, the need is there, and more people are getting to know me and reaching out and so on. So I do as much as I can. And basically, this is with the help of people like the listeners, people who want to make a difference, who want to help in some small way. And as I tell people, plant a seed and grow a forest. So if everybody pitches in and do a little bit, come on out, support the event. You know, the dollar store has amazing stuff. Walmart has amazing stuff. Pack a bag, bring it out, donate it, and help some children. You may not help everybody, but you can help one or two of them. That's all that's needed. If everybody did that, who hears this message did that, we would help a whole lot of children in Haiti.
Cool. So maybe tell listeners again where they could go to your website and details of contacting you.
Okay. So the website is www.hopecrossingborders.com. Again, www.wholecrossingborders.com, and you can purchase your tickets. They're only $10. So this will facilitate us being able to ship to Haiti, as the listeners will understand that we don't need to just collect clothing. We need to also take it there. So your cost to come in basically helps with that cost of shipping everything to Haiti as well. So we ask that people not just try to drop off, but buy a ticket and come and drop off. So that will help us in a little way get to Haiti. So we need to get there. It starts at 12 noon and goes till 8 p.m. with the opening ceremony at 12 noon, a performance at 3 p.m., and another performance, the fashion show, at 6 p.m. We're going to be having Haitian singer Whitney Pierre performing the Haitian national anthem, Preeta Chopra performing the Canadian national anthem as well. We're also going to have William Hollis. He's a free agent for the NFL and the CFL. He's going to be there at the opening ceremony. So a lot of different things, a lot of people to meet as well, and a lot of people supporting the cause. You know, come on out, make a difference. It starts with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I know you're really busy preparing for tomorrow, so I just wanted to get a quick interview with you. So thanks for coming on the show, and we'll be in touch soon.
Okay, thank you so much. And again, if the listeners want to come on in, just go to the website, get your ticket, come on down. Parking is free. Kids under 14 are also free, which is awesome. So you can bring your children out for them to experience a little bit of what you're doing and what can help other people.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day, and hopefully we'll see you out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Allison, the networking diva, and she has an event tomorrow, if you missed it, Destination Haiti, and you can go to her website. It is... hopeacrossingborders.com if you want more information. But we're going to go to music, and then at the top of the hour, we'll have Amanda.